Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Friday, June 26, 2026. Hope you're all doing well. And today we get to game two, Yankees, Red Sox in Fenway Park. It'll be Will Warren versus the lefty Peyton Tolley. Yanks will be looking to bounce back after what was one of the more frustrating losses of the season last night. Six unearned runs due to quite a few errors, some that you can totally just throw to the wayside. I mean, Yerry De Los Santos, one of his errors will lead to the big headline, which is all the errors they did indeed commit. Yerry De Los Santos ain't going to be on the postseason roster. I'm not worried about Cam Schlittler and his pickoffs to second base. He made an error last night. Him and Austin Wells, the little drop pop-up that they had. Where is that? I have it somewhere on here. Now, this was very interesting because, you know, pitchers usually are never to catch pop-ups. And with that, while it was very close to Cam and maybe he could have snagged that, in the end, that is Austin Wells' ball and he has to make that play. But there is truly one major concern from last night's loss. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. But yeah, I want to hear from Aaron Boone because he discussed some of the defensive alignment and his explanations as to why you did have Caballero in left field yesterday, Amed Rosario at third base. Some of these justified, some you can question a little bit. And while I say there's one major concern, which we're going to talk about, there's also a tally added to a certain sector of the fan base that is pretty locked down on a certain take, which they're very valid in doing so. We'll get to all that. Let's hear from Aaron Boone first, and then we'll break all of this down. Yankees lose to Boston 6-3, a very ugly, sloppy loss. And yeah, here's Aaron Boone after last night's loss.
We just didn't do a good job of taking care of the ball tonight. You know, ball falling in there. Yeah, just not up to the way we've been playing or capable of playing. And they just were able to get a big hit. And obviously Durbin got one in the air there to really have a big one there. But, you know, overall he threw the ball well. We just didn't play well in and around him enough and take care of the ball well enough. You know, simple as that.
Especially here, is there any consideration of playing Rosario in left field and Caballero out there?
There was a little, yeah.
What's the reason why you went the way you did that?
You know, it's left field's still really tough here, like just because it's small, you know. So it's about securing the ball. You know, Cam's usually not a ball that puts the ball on the pull side, you know. So when you have a handful of situations where you got a chance to make a play, you got to make them, especially in a close game.
Yeah, last night was tough. And there's some other things as well. I mean, we'll talk maybe more about this later on, but Ben Rice's Judge's one down has also been scuffling a little bit. We haven't had a tremendous amount of production from Rice and Bellinger in that time span. More on that later. But to talk about the defense. Now, I actually want to start with Volpe because when Volpe's doing well offensively, which he has been for, you know, the better part of 2.5-3 weeks now, not so much the last couple days, but that's baseball, that's fine. Many people, though, will bring up Caballero and Volpe, not just in terms of the straightforward defense, because Volpe, while some will say he's a terrible shortstop, worst shortstop they've ever seen, that is just flat out not true. Volpe's a fine shortstop. Volpe, I think, for the most part, is, especially this year, has been a pretty good shortstop. The problem, though, is we've said it a lot, and I'm, you know, more pro Volpe than most people, but even I will admit there's a better shortstop on the team in Jose Caballero, which everything we talk about always revolves around the postseason. You know, when I think about, again, the Yerry De Los Santos error, couldn't care less. He's in game, I care, obviously, because it led to us, you know, losing, but the postseason, the ultimate true talent team, Yerry De Los Santos ain't on that roster. I'm not worried about even directly Jose Caballero in left field because he ain't playing left field in the postseason. Same with when we see Jason Dominguez make an error in right field. We're going to talk about Rosario because that is a true concern for the true talent team long term. But as for Volpe at shortstop, straightforwardly, just direct defense in terms of routine ground balls, for the most part, he's been pretty damn good and he's made some exceptional plays as we saw, you know, in Detroit. A big issue, though, and argument on the pro Caballero sense is the ability to turn double plays. The Yankees are a way better team up the middle at turning double plays when Caballero is at shortstop. And last night, we saw that not only just with, you know, this error last night, I mean, wasn't officially ruled an error, I don't think, which is absurd. And it's not a can't assume the double play thing. The out was made at second base, and that throw was just flat out wide. And the Yankees would have gotten out that inning. And, you know, fallacy to predetermined outcome, who knows? But obviously, it would have been a two-run game instead of what would end up becoming a 6-3 game in that case. But that's one thing. There was also a play earlier with Volpe where a double play, nothing that he made a mistake on or nothing. He just lacks the arm strength that Caballero does indeed have. Now, it's not like he's Bobby Witt, but there is a difference. Volpe's, no doubt about it, has way more of a second base arm than he does a shortstop arm, and that will cost you double plays. So the error is one thing, and that is just flat out unacceptable, no matter who will make that play or doesn't, lack thereof making that play. Caballero would have some errors too. The arm strength is an issue. Turning double plays is an issue, and that's why even me being a pro Volpe guy who will continue to celebrate when he's hitting and anything he does well, I will celebrate that because that's I'm a fan. With that said, anybody who's anti-Volpe or even those like myself who are pro-Volpe or at least, you know, not death to Anthony Volpe vibes, that is a significant difference that you do worry about a little bit come the postseason if indeed Volpe will be at shortstop in October. And that's the reason why he probably shouldn't be, especially against right-handed pitching. More double plays will be turned with Jose Caballero as the shortstop. So that's one issue from last night that's more of a true long-term issue. Again, in-game, obviously the Yair de los Santos error, like stuff like that bothers me because it leads to a loss. But in the end, again, Yeri, bro, I'll see you later. Like, I ain't going to be worried about you come October because you're going to be nowhere within sight. So with that in mind, I throw that to the side. I throw, again, the Cam pick off the second base. Unless you're worried about Cam doing that all the time, which we've never seen him do that before, a bad throw to, let's see, I think I had the video. A bad throw, you know, at second base, runners advance. He ends up getting out of that. And for a while early in this game, Cam navigated through trouble. Like, the first couple runners, I believe, got on like almost every single inning, and he was able to navigate through that. Ends up striking out 9, obviously because of the errors, and there's one big error we got to talk about. We'll do that in just a second. But 4 unearned runs for Cam Schlittler. The stuff looked good. I mean, he did end up giving the home run to Durbin, so he's by no means excused in this game. But obviously the headline is a lot of errors, sloppy baseball, same old Yanks, and I think that's quite ridiculous. A lot of people are tuning back in after the Knicks World Cup, and maybe they're just watching over the last week, which, hey, in fairness, if you're watching over the last week, there's been a lot of baseball that goes along with you know, things we've seen in the past. Make no mistake, the true talent team that the Yankees have, where you have Bellinger in left, Grisham in center, Judge in right, ideally Caballero at shortstop, and against right-handed pitching at least, McMahon at third base, and in this case, if you have Goldschmidt and Rice in the lineup, Stanton sitting when he's healthy, you'll have Goldschmidt playing first, Rice DHing. So the true October, true talent team, make no mistake, is a damn good defensive squad. A team that has had massively improved fundamentals. One issue, though, that truly remains, outside of being worried that Volpe will start at shortstop in October, which is totally fair. We talked about that. We've been talking about that. The one major concern, and that's the headline of today's show, the one major concern from last night's loss is Amed Rosario, because of the fact he is our third baseman against left-handed pitching. And last night, whether it be, I mean, there's a couple ones we can go with here. Let's first start off with this pop-up. These were both in the same inning. Now, he didn't get an error on this, but this is a ball that simply needs to be caught. He leaps forward at the wall. I'm not going to say it's the easiest play in the world because, I don't know, depth perception while you're in line with the netting or just, it's a weird-ish play, but obviously we know McMahon makes that catch. McMahon puts that in his back pocket with his eyes closed. I mean, that ball has to be caught. Rosario knows that. He was very accountable after the game. All that was taken care of, no problem. He needs to make that play. He knows that. But this is an issue because, again, he is our third baseman against left-handed pitching. And the plan, at least, and this isn't a Boone thing. Anybody saying, Boone, defensive alignment, like, what are you doing, blah, blah, blah. Sure, say that about Caballero and left, which him at Fenway Park, I was totally cool with that. And again, postseason, he ain't going to be playing left field. If he is, we got a problem. But as for Rosario, he is our third baseman against left-handed pitching. He needs to make that play. And this one was terrible. I know this ball was smoked, but right under his legs, McMahon knocks that down. We saw an earlier play in that same inning where in the top half where Caleb Durbin, very similar, where just smoked at him. And we were saying, it's not that nice a play. All he did was exist because really it just hit his body and he knocked it down. That's what you got to do there. That ball cannot get through Rosario's legs at third base. And -4 defensive run saved, -4 outs above average, whatever you want to say. We know what we see. The Yanks know what they see. That is an issue. And the reason that actually is the only real concern, again, Yeri's error to the side, the pickoff throw to the side, all that is crap that will lead to, you know, a headline of same old Yanks, sloppy old Yanks. Like, all right, congratulations. You don't know what you're talking about. But Rosario at third base, that is an issue. And to where it could lead to a conversation and probably should, even if a lefty's starting in October, I don't want him at third base for that very reason. The defense is not good enough. Not only is it not good enough, it's, you know, kind of an Achilles heel for the true talent team come postseason where defenders will be good all around. Grisham in center, Bellinger in left, Judge in right, ideally Caballero at shortstop. Jazz at second base for the most part is a pretty damn good second baseman. Goldschmidt at first, Rice DHing. I need McMahon at third base. Now, obviously, he's sick right now. He'll be back probably by the Twins series next week, probably a week from today. Rosario at third base, just not to say in the regular season it can't happen. And ultimately, a loss like last night in the grand scheme of things really is not a big deal. I mean, Boston's now 10 games back of us. Good win for them, whatever. Joked last night that it was our tax write-off donation to charity. Congratulations, good win. Nobody cares. But, you know, if you're worried about the Rays, which is still fair, two games back, in season, you know, you don't want to be losing games like this when they're very winnable games. Last night was an incredibly winnable game. But the big concern here is always everything we talk about is the big picture, and that's the postseason. I don't know if I'm comfortable really in the slightest with Amir Rosario starting at third base come October. I think it should probably be, as of right now, McMahon every day no matter what, whether against obviously a righty, but against lefties as well. And then you'll have Rosario off the bench. You'll have Stanton off the bench unless, you know, Goldschmidt falls off. And, you know, we talked about that yesterday, that whole conversation. But and then you can pinch hit Rosario. I still trust his at-bat against the left field. He's been struggling a little bit lately. I do trust overall like what his role is in terms of a hitter. Now, he's a free swinger. He can be very frustrating offensively. But ultimately, like, his job is, his role, his career track record is that he hits left-handed pitching. I trust him to do that. So in a pinch hitting role, he's got a place in this team. And make no mistake, we're not DFAing Amed Rosario. He has played a big role in the clubhouse culture, which is very strong. He's played a big role in the maturation process of Jason Dominguez, which is very significant. Rosario has a place on this team. I just don't know if he has a place. In fact, maybe I do know his place is not as a consistent starter at third base for the Yankees, especially come October. So with that in mind, pinch hitting, word. Offense against left-handed pitching, despite struggling lately, word. Third base, that's a concern because as of right now, again, his role in the team is to start against left-handed pitching. And I'm kind of good off that because that cost us the game last night. Now, again, Cam isn't totally excused. Now, he can have a bad start, and ultimately, this doesn't change the way I feel about Cam, but just breaking down last night's game on a minute level, he did give up a three-run bomb to Caleb frickin' Durbin, which cannot happen. He knows that. But again, whether it be the pop-up that was just missed by Rosario, like, that ball has to be caught. We know that. The ball through the legs, we just talked about a lot. I mean, that play, this play right here, that all led to the Red Sox tying this game and eventually taking the lead or getting a run and then taking the lead on the Durbin homer. Can't happen. So not so much talking about that going into tonight's game. If Rosario's at third base, that's fine. I mean, whatever. It's the regular season. McMahon's out. Like, this is not that consequential of a loss. And these times right now, I mean, some people will comment back, not, you know, most people with a relatively significantly high IQ or decently high IQ of a brain will not push back and be like, we're already talking playoffs? Yes, we're already talking playoffs. The Yankees will make the playoffs. I assure you they will make the playoffs, and I'm quite confident they will win the American League East. But nonetheless, the big picture is the postseason, and in the regular season, while you're out without Grisham, you're without Judge, you're without Stanton, you're without Freed, all these injuries that we know, which isn't an excuse to make errors like that, don't get me wrong, but everybody celebrates when we're winning without those guys. Like, we're doing this without Judge, we're doing this without Grisham, we're doing this without Stanton. But then when we lose a game like that, it's totally thrown to the wayside, and it's blaming Boone for this, blaming Boone for that. Jose Caballero, that throw yesterday, let me see if I have that. I think I have the throw, yes. So this yesterday, this sack fly, that ball is caught very shallow. The throw needs to be better. Even if it's going to be offline, it's got to be offline to the left of Austin Wells, not to the right, or Caballero's right, not to his left. That's a bad play. But in the end, like, that's not a thing where it matters not who's in left field, because obviously Bellinger would make that play, and the true talent team has Bellinger in left field. We know that. But, like, that's not Boone's fault. That was an incompetent throw by Jose Caballero. Jose Caballero is a utility guy. He's a guy that has success in the outfield in his career. He can play all over the place. We know the Yankees probably should not have him in the outfield. Fenway Park yesterday, not so much worried about that because the issue with Caballero has not been his throws, anything like that. Well, that's a lie. He did have a really bad throw in the Detroit series, so I take that back. But more so, at least from my perspective, and we did see this last night, he ended up catching that ball in left field, but that route he took on that ball he caught like this was a brutal route, and thank the heavens at the time that he caught that ball because that just did not look good. That's more so been my issue with Caballero in the outfield. His tracking, his route taking, his whatever you want to call it, his ability to get to a ball, run down a fly ball, just has not looked good. And that would concern me in the short term while Grisham's out, which shouldn't be too much longer, hopefully back next week. He's ramping up baseball activities this weekend. But in terms of that throw, I'm sorry, that's not on Boone. Jose Caballero is a ball player. Make a good throw. Or at least if you're going to make a bad throw like he did, make it offline to Wells' glove side and not near in the Red Sox dugout. I mean, this was, that just can't happen. So that's one thing. But again, I always worry about more so the postseason and what this team actually is. This is not the real team. you know, is everybody panicking about all this sort of thing, which I know not a lot of people are doing, but like, you know, Yankees Twitter, I feel like sometimes I get too consumed into what Yankees Twitter is saying. You get outside of Yankees Twitter, you get, you know, a lot more competent opinions. But, you know, people just turn the game on, they see this, and it's like, same old Yanks, sloppy defense. Talk about the real shit. The real shit is Amed Rosario, because that's real. He's our third baseman versus lefties. Who's a Caballero in left field? Well, we can talk about in the short term, which will only last another week, of him playing left field. All right, sure, whatever. But long term, he ain't playing left field. Same with when you see Jason make an error in right field. Now, if you want to talk about Volpe, that is 100% fair. And that goes back to something we've talked about a lot. Nothing to do with the offense, which I still like the way Volpe's swing is looking. Shortstop, though, well, he's been a plus defender. He truly has. More double plays we turned with Caballero at shortstop. So that's a somewhat of a concern. The only reason I say somewhat is because I'm still holding out hope that no matter what, and we said this even when Volpe was going well offensively, Caballero should be the shortstop come October. You're a better defensive team when he's at short compared to Volpe, strictly for the aspect of double plays. Volpe's range is good, but we know it's not good is his arm strength. And that play last night, whether it be the error, which wasn't ruled an error, I don't think, offline throw, that was really bad. But also just the earlier play where you had a double play opportunity that should have been turned, or at least could have been turned with better arm strength at shortstop. He has a second baseman's arm. We know that. But the reason I label that as like a you know, Rosario concern level for that for me would be like a 10 out of 10. Whereas like the Yerry De Los Santos era, which everybody groups into this whole big picture, is a 0 out of 10. Volpe yesterday, I mean, that's, again, talking long term, probably 5 to a 6 out of 10. Because I still really do hold that hope that the Yankees will make the right decision come October and start Caballero at shortstop. But if you're worried about that, until we see it not happen, until we see it not happen with, you know, Volpe starting at short or not, I think you're well within your rights to be worried about that. But my main concern, just to wrap it all up here defensively, is indeed Rosario at third base. And it's to the point where you're going to have to just play McMahon against lefties once he returns, and particularly come the postseason. So that's my main takeaway from last night. Other things, Cam, you know, giving up home run to Caleb Durbin, we talked about that. Can't happen, but it will happen. It's baseball, and he knows that, and that's whatever. I do want to mention, again, Ben Rice. So since Aaron Judge went on the injured list, he's been scuffling. Just a 230 average with a 745 OPS. Now, also, Bellinger hasn't had great production as of late either. And one thing, at least with Rice's end of things, Yankees have been facing a lot of lefties. Now, we know Rice is more than competent against lefties, but he is much better against righties. And, you know, I hate to play the hitting coach thing because that is not my place. It's, you know, I'm talking on a podcast from my bedroom. Like, I'm not going to tell Ben Rice how to hit. But whether it be playing every single day, which with Judge out, you kind of need him to, and he has been. And the Yankees have been pretty damn good about the off days. They're not, you know, just giving guys days off that they're used to a couple years back. That's one of the things that they've learned from their mistakes with. Rice seems like he's, you know, I don't know, would be pulling out a little bit or just definitely a little bit off. But also, he is facing a lot of lefties as of late. And, you know, Yankees played a lot of games in a row. I think he could probably use a day. Our next off day is Thursday. So we have this four-game set, 3 games left in Boston. And then Monday, we're back at home for a homestand, 3 games back against the Tigers in the Bronx, off on Thursday. That's going to be a much-needed off day for this Yankees team because we've played a crap ton of games in a row. And with all that said, whatever the reason is, Rice, Yanks could use some more production out of him, especially while Judge is out. Obviously, nobody's worried about Ben Rice. This doesn't change anything that we're talking about. Slumps are part of baseball. So in the end, we're just acknowledging like what kind of led to last night's loss. Some curious swing decisions by some guys. And in the end, like, it's a rough loss. That was a sloppy, rough loss. But it's no coincidence that what do you see when we have a right-handed opposing pitcher? The Yankees defense is really good for the most part because that is our, at least when McMahon's healthy, and then you have Bellinger and left, that is much closer to our true talent team, at least with certain facets of, yeah, Bellinger and left, McMahon at third base. And a lot of times, Yankees against the righty, at least, you know, before McMahon got hurt and all this, like, Caballero will start at shortstop. So our more, like, true talent team is what we see against right-handed pitching. And it's no coincidence, against right-handed pitching, that lineup, that defensive alignment usually has no issues defensively. And again, maybe we'll see some from Jason. He's not a right fielder in the postseason. Aaron Judge is. And the one thing, though, with that is what is true about that, what is real is against lefties, Amed Rosario is technically the third baseman. And that might have to change because ultimately that's a big takeaway for me last night is not that directly only him solely got to blame is Amed Rosario. But if I were to choose one candidate to like kind of cast blame on and make it the story of last night's sloppiness, it is Amed Rosario, because not to mention that ball going through his legs, he feels that cleanly, which I'm not even asking him to field it cleanly, but if he did, and McMahon very well would have, double play is turned. You just need to do that. You got to knock that ball down, because that's where everything really started to unravel. And again, that's an excuse Cam getting up a home run to Caleb Durbin. But yeah, so that's my main takeaway there. There's one major concern. Everything else, you know, people throw out the errors, the unearned runs, and like all these stats. And it's like, you really believe in this team, bro? It's the same old Yankees. It's like, I think you're an idiot. Like, you don't watch. And if you do, like, you don't watch closely, or you just all of a sudden become consumed by recency bias and think this is a bad defensive team. And maybe right now you want to say they are, fair word, but people will be like, and you think this team's going to win in October? Yes, I do, because Jose Caballero is not playing left field in October, bro. Like, thank you. Like, what are we doing? Like, I cannot believe it, some of the things that I am seeing. And it's a shame, because these people only come out when, you know, Yankees are losing a couple games. And it's like, I never hear from them when they're winning, but they just, like, chill out in the closet. And they come in when, you know, the Yanks are losing a couple games in a row, or in this case, a sloppy loss like last night, and they have these takes that are just ready to go, ready to fire. And as soon as they get some ammo to use them, they do so without thinking about the big picture and what the team actually will look like come October. Again, though, not to be repeating myself, what is part of the team come October is I'm a Rosario. So that's what I want to talk about. It's not, come on, Yanks, sloppy defense. No, it's, I want to talk some nuance. I'm a Rosario's concern at third base. So that's the way I feel about that rough loss last night. Will Warren versus Peyton Tolley. So another lefty tonight. We'll see what the Yankees do. Maybe we'll even see some as well. The Cabrera in the lineup tonight, who's has been hitting very well at AAA. Of course, he's brought up with McMahon going to IL. It'll be a short stint for him up, but he has also been hitting lefties apparently in AAA, so maybe we'll see him tonight. Wouldn't mind him at third base. Definitely prefer that over Rosario. But again, if Rosario is starting at third base tonight, like, in-game, that's not ideal. The big concern, everything we talk about is about the grand picture. I don't care. We've seen the Yankees win games in June. We've seen them slump in June. All I care about is winning the World Series, and that's where that really is a concern. Not the Yeri error, not the... By the way, bad job by Ryan Yarbrough yesterday with the hit-by-pitch. That was brutal. That's not a Boone thing either. Ryan Yarbrough was on the roster. Brent Hedrick wasn't available, but Fernando Cruz wasn't available, and David Bednar wasn't available. Hedrick would have been if the Yankees had a lead or the game was tied. It wasn't. And had they pitched him yesterday in what ultimately was a bad day by the offense, and they're part of the reason why we lost too, Hedrick wouldn't have been available today. So obviously not on Boone. That's one thing, you know, people just throw out there. Now, there's times I disagree with Boone almost nearly every single day. But that's his fault. Don't be mad he put in Ryan Yarbrough. Be mad that Ryan Yarbrough is on the roster. So if you want to blame somebody, that would be a Cashman thing. We know he has to shore up the bullpen. Ideally, he does. Actually, not ideally, he better. We know that. But yeah, so that's where I stand on all of this. Bounce back tonight. You might see Rosario at third. Maybe not. Maybe we'll see Waldo. Wouldn't be opposed to that. And, you know, I think Volpe should get a day. Put Caballero at shortstop. Give me some Max Schumann in center field again. He looked great in Detroit. Give me Schumann in center, Bellinger in left. Let's do a little Waldo at third base. Caballero at short. Honestly, by the way, against a lefty, do the Yankees ever want to start Rosario? I'm chilling with Jazz right now. We're not talking Luis Ariz until Monday. That was our agreement after the middle game against Detroit, big homer. Rosario at second base, I don't stress about too much. It's just at third base, because the thing with Rosario is very much fielding the ball. We talked about this yesterday. Once Rosario, the ball is in his glove, the throws are very much like never the issue with him. Fielding the damn ball is. And we know what he can do against lefties. Not so much lately, but what he is, true talent-wise, is a guy that can hit lefties and does hit lefties. So him at second base, not saying that's going to happen tonight, but like, if you want to give Jazz a day off, I'm cool with him there. But nonetheless, we'll see what the lineup is tonight. Warren versus Tolley. Some other news. J.C. Scar sent down, so Ali Sanchez is back from paternity. And you'll probably be seeing him, actually, at catcher today, as you should. So that's pretty good. Austin Wells had a single yesterday. Other at-bats didn't look great. Ryan Jefferson is the answer. We know that. But the deadline is until August 3rd, so we got a little bit left to go. Just understand, this is not the real Yankees right here. And if you want to talk like it is, by all means, have at it. But you're going to sound like an idiot. Talk about the real shit. Rosario at third base. Everything we discussed here today doesn't mean you have to agree with what I'm saying. And maybe there's some things, some negative things that I'm saying that you think I'm out of line with. Or I don't know if you could somehow think I'm shilling on this episode. I'm actually pretty pissed. But again, like, this ain't WFAN, bro. This ain't fucking TMZ. Like, talk about real stuff, please. Not Yerry De Los Santos making an error. Who is Yerry De Los Santos? We know who Yerry De Los Santos is. I'm not a casual, but I'm saying more so in terms of the postseason roster. Yerry De Los Santos will be in the Bahamas in October. So we're going to leave it there. Hopefully the Yankees bounce back tonight. Reminder, shout out to the Claude Elker birthday is this weekend on Sunday, so we're celebrating that. Game coverage and all that, of course, remain on Yanks Ave. Our next watch party, though, will be Sunday night for Sunday Night Baseball. You got a night game tonight on YES, 7:10 first pitch. Tomorrow's on ABC. Afternoon game, and then Sunday is on NBC/Peacock, Sunday Night Baseball, our first Sunday night game. That'll be our next watch party. So I'll see you guys Sunday night. Morning Yankees Show, of course. We're live Monday through Friday. If you haven't already, please do leave a like on the stream. It does help out a great deal. Also, a reminder, use code YanksAt15. All these shirts we have available, link in the description. YanksAt15, 15% off your entire order. No minimum required, and it's site-wide for a limited time only. Code YanksAt15 for 15% off. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Morning Yankees Show. And yeah, click like if you don't mind. It does help out. And yeah, next time I see you guys live, at least, will be Sunday night for the watch party series finale. And hopefully by then, we're looking to take 3 out of 4. But one day at a time, let's win tonight. And yeah, we'll still have coverage, obviously, you know, everything normal. But next time we're live will be Sunday night. So everybody, have a great rest of your Friday. And yeah, another week in the books. Another week gone by. Another week survived without Aaron Judge. And hopefully Trinkerstrom is back. Maybe even next week. We'll see. Anyways, bottom line is we're chilling. Rosario at third base is kind of a concern, though. And ideally, the Yankees do start Caballero at shortstop because of the concern about double plays. And we saw that last night. And I'm not a Volpe hater. I'm a pro Volpe guy. At least I'm rooting for him. But defensively, we know that's been kind of the issue. People get overblown with it. People are like, again, like, Volpe's the worst shortstop I've ever seen. No, he's not. No, he's not. Problem is, there's a better shortstop on the team. We know that. Love you guys so much. I'll see you next time. Let's go, Yanks.